MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Petri Radenhuis, Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri, appreciate the early morning trading, and with your trading hat on. So we're not talking necessarily so much about long-term investing, or maybe that does come into it a bit as well. We saw, if I look back at April, the S&P 500 essentially flat over the period. However, if I look at the actual month, at one point it was down some 13%. My question, and I was going to say simple, but I suspect not. I mean, is a highly volatile market better for traders? Is a nice trending market better for traders? Do you have a preference one way or the other?
Good morning, Simon. So I could give you two answers to that question, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or three, right? So there's the long-term investor answer, which is, who cares? Just hold this stuff, right? Just buy and forget about it. Look again in 20 years, you'll be fine. Which if you're a long-term investor and you're index investing or you're buying blue chip companies, for the most part, that's true, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the sort of shorter term trader, the CFD trader guy or gal who is sort of actively speculating, using a little bit of leverage. And the reality is that the trading market, this is kind of where the biggest bulk of people fall into, right? Where you're trading CFDs. And you're kind of trading with a time horizon of anything from one day to 1 week as your time horizon. Mm-hmm. This is the market that basically chews people up, right? Essentially, most people are leveraged. I hate to say this, guys. If you're listening, I'm sorry. It's not personal, okay? But most people are leveraged. Most people are very poorly disciplined when it comes to stop losses. And most people are over-leveraged, right? So they have positions that are too big for their account size. They're unwilling to take stop losses, and the market will push, say, 13% in one direction before turning, and it'll wipe them out, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get lucky, and you're the guy that catches the bottom, and you make a lot of money. You tell all your friends, and then you know they get led to the slaughter. So it's the type of market where the CFD swing trader needs to be very, very careful in, because often it moves a bit further than what we anticipate. And often, you know, we take too much leverage and it ends up hurting us really badly. Then there's this sort of really intense professional, semi-professional day trading type of client. Now, fair enough, these types of traders are very rare. But there are, if you're in a day trading sort of environment, there are three things that you need to make money. You need volume being traded, and you need volatility. Well, it's essentially only two things. You need volume and volatility, and that's it. It needs to move, and it needs to be able to fill big orders. And in that, with that perspective, the type of market we had in February is perfect, right? That is when day traders make a lot of money, because you can buy stuff. It can move enormous amounts in a given day, and you can get in and out of relatively large positions. So I'll go back to the three things you need. You need to get the right direction.
Yeah.
Right? Which way is the market moving today?
Yeah.
Is there enough of a move, and is there enough, you know, in terms of the size of the move, and is there enough volume for me to get in and out? So if you look at it from that perspective, people who are well experienced in a professional environment, or, you know, have the right sort of trading hat on, can make a lot of money. Unfortunately, the reality is that a lot of people think they're there but aren't. End up in a position that they get hurt themselves.
Yeah, I take your point. It's that middle group, which is kind of the newbie. And they might be, you know, they might not be such a newbie. They might even, you know, have some skill in it. But it is, and particularly important, we tend to trade too large. We tend to take on too much gearing. I mean, the lesson is, I suppose, until you're in that last group, it really is about downscaling both size and gearing. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it gives you perhaps longevity, because, you're going to get lucky sometimes, but you're going to get unlucky sometimes too.
Exactly. And just to answer your question, I guess, to give it a sort of final answer for that middle group, which I'm assuming is the majority of your listeners, right? Mm-hmm. A trending market is actually better, and because it's easier, right?
Yeah.
It's less risky. It's less volatile. It's better suited for, for the swing trader, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you, like, The reality is it's very tough to get to that last group of the guys who are really making an enormous amount of money trading. But I do believe that most people can get there. It just takes an enormous amount of discipline. So, you know, you have to do a lot of work. Everybody wants to, you know, for example, you want to be a doctor. You've got to study for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
Trading is not easy. It's not something that you can master in 6 months. It really, you need to work very hard. It's one of the things that we do is we help people take that journey. But we also have to acknowledge that not everybody's cut out for that, right? So if you do find yourself falling into the, I've got a few simple rules. If you find yourself falling into that sort of middle group, if the VIX volatility index goes above 30, maybe take some trading off. I mean, for me, if the VIX goes above 50, I know, oh, there is trouble in paradise. And we saw the VIX spike to like 60 during April. So yes, that creates an enormous amount of opportunity for the professional. The big fund managers were buying, the day traders were sort of raking in the cash, but everybody else was losing, right? And that's where the money is being made from, is from that middle bit. So as a good rule for yourself, watch the VIX. If it gets over 30, you know, take the week off. play when the environment is suitable for you to make money, not when the environment is sort of against you, right?
I like that, but it is, and it's to your point. It takes time. A doctor studies for 7 years, and even then, if you're going to be a surgeon, it's still process to it. Don't expect to be, I suppose, a pro overnight. We'll leave it there. Petra Edenhase, Herenia Capital Advisors. Appreciate the early morning. That's our poll today. LinkedIn and Twitter, trending or volatile markets, or perhaps there's no trading for you. Have your vote. Have your say. LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.